focus in on Cranbourne here with Richard Lemming. Reset me, I'm wild.
Yeah, horses going very well. Coming off a win at Geelong, rock hard to beat Yellowstone League. I think he'll race very well. He'll be hard to beat.
Is he your best?
He is, definitely.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Reset me, I'm wild in front. Music of the Night will not run it down, and Reset me, I'm wild from Music of the Night.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yeah, that's slightly concerning, the fact that we're still playing Reset Me on Wild.
Right.
We need a winner. That's what it says on the Breakfast Club early mail. Today, we can do it, Whitey. We can do it.
Well, just we have had some excellent text messages this morning. We haven't got to all of them because there's so many, but I just want to reference one. Mike Valletta.
Mike Valletta.
Great text message.
Canberra Comets.
Played for the Canberra Comets. Just wanted to get that there.
I think Merv Hughes may have played for the Canberra Comets.
Were you listening for the last 10 minutes? Your ears painted on.
I was reading about the expansion of the A-League,
where
actually.
Where have you been, man? We spent 20 minutes on Merv.
Jeez.
I can't believe it.
Oh, boy.
Gee whiz, slug. Oh, boy, indeed.
Are you being serious there?
Yeah, I am. I was reading about the A-League expansion.
No.
It's gone a shade of crimson, which would suggest he is serious.
Anyway,
righto.
Moving along.
He did play for him, though.
Hey, Rama, growing up, did you play cricket in the backyard? Anyway.
Did you go overseas, Whitey?
Kay McCartan is the Sandown assistant track manager, and he joins us because we are racing at Sandown today. Kay, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys.
What do we got today? It's obviously a hot day weather-wise, about 33 degrees. What about from a track situation?
Yeah, we're currently on a good four, probably between a 3 and a 4 this morning. But we're going to put on a further 6 mil this morning just to get us through most part of the day with that sort of later start and that warm weather.
Okay, and you're a going stickman, aren't you, as opposed to a penetrometerman. What have we got today?
So it's come back at 9.4, and the shear is at 10.3. So it's sort of in that four to good three mark.
Okay, and there is rain forecast later today, but unlikely to come until after the meeting's finished, so you should be okay.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it sort of late evening. I mean, look, we might see some squally winds sort of later in the afternoon, but I think that 6 mil we put out today or this morning, it should just keep it in that range and sort of give us a good day of racing.
Terrific, Kane. Thanks for your time.
No worries, boys.
Okay, so from Sandown, we now go to Terang. Daniel Lynch joins us. They're racing also at Terang this afternoon. Daniel, thanks for your time.
Yep, no worries, mate.
What have we got at Terang today? Similar sort of racing surface to Sandown, I'm hoping?
Yeah, very, very similar. It was between a 4 and a 5 this morning, but we've just put up a good 4, and it should hold that for the day.
Okay, penetrometer reading?
5.5 this morning.
Oh, nice. And how long has that been since you've raced at Terang?
We were racing on the 23rd of November.
Okay, and the surface has held up well since the last meeting?
Yeah, we've had good even coverage across it, so it should be a fairly even day's racing.
Fantastic, Daniel. Good luck this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Okay.
Daniel Lynch there, the track manager at Terang. Nice part of the world down there. Like it. You used to spend a lot of time there as a young man.
Yes, you did.
Over the holidays, Christmas holidays.
You were sort of like a farmer type role.
Basically, farm brown.
You were on the land.
I was on the land.
You had the straw in the
mouth. My word, a big hat. Yeah, I did. Loved it. Paddy Payne loves it as well in the early mail. He's back again in the Hall of Famer to help us out today. Good morning, Patrick.
G'day, Daniel. Adam, how you going?
We're going really well, thanks, buddy. Appreciate your time today. 2 for you at Sandown Hillside. Race 5, number 2, JJ Diar. Talia Hope on board, claiming 3. Now, 1 start for 1 win. That was back in Feb, but a few trials along the journey in the build-up to this. What can you tell us about JJ Diar?
Yeah, she had all the favours when she won first up and she was all out in the line, so I didn't think she was that impressive. And then she just had a couple of preparations, had a couple of little things that went wrong, which weren't that major. So she's had a long time since she's had a race, but she's had preparation in that. Like, she hasn't been sitting down in the paddock for 6 months, you know. Yeah. So, as I said, she's not real race ready, but she's still not that far away either.
Right. So in this field, from what you've seen in this field, is she likely to be competitive?
I think she'll be competitive. She's not sort of working like she's going to win by 3 or 4, but if everything went away, she'd be in the finish. But you'd probably be more realistically thinking she's a first four chance, a place chance.
Right, first four place for JJDR in race 5, number 2. Then you've got the other runner today is Lamborghini. Now, if this doesn't go fast, I want the name change. Race 7, number 1 out of barrier 6. Big weight, good horses weight at 61.5 with a 3 kilo claim from Talia. What are we thinking today? Second up?
He probably shouldn't be called Lamborghini. Lamborghini, you probably should call, be called like an F-150 or something like that. he's really genuine horse, really nice horse. I thought he ran really well first up. His fitness level's pretty good. Going to the 1,800 metres wouldn't be a problem. He's probably going to be better at 2,000 metres, but you know he'll give you a pretty good run for your money. So.
Right, so if we're leaning towards one of those, Paddy, for our dollar punters out there like me, what would we do?
I would lean towards Lamborghini, but go stronger next time with him.
Righto. Lean Ooh. Towards Lamborghini. Keep it on. Put it in the black book for next time yep. over the 2,000. Good on you, Paddy. Have a good day today.
Good luck. Thank you.
Paddy Payne, Hall of Famer with us on the Early Mail. This is the stuff that he brings. He like forecasts.
It's exactly right.
He goes to the next level.
There was another meeting about the Hall of Fame, which will be named on Friday.
I wasn't invited to that, it seems.
No, there's still another one. You sort of come in over the top late. You're a busy man.
Like a chairman of select this type
yeah,
situation.
You're a busy man. So you sort of, you're the discretionary, you have the discretionary powers.
It's becoming a forte.
That's right. John Sadler's got a couple today at Sandown, and he joins us as well. Good morning, John.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good job.
Going pretty well, thank you. Race 5, number 4, starts it off for you today, Irresistible Girl from Gate 1 with Stevie Bastrobull. What can you tell us?
Yeah, she's obviously just the one for the one, led all the way, showed quite a bit of heart, had to dig in, needs to improve to win this race. I think she has. In fact, I'm sure she's improved. Whether it's enough, time will tell, but definitely a good each-way chance.
As you said, just the one start, but you kind of think that she's got a bit of a future?
I do. I would have thought she's going to be at least a midweek winner in town. Not that many of them, you know, win their first race and then win again. It's only a small percentage, but look, I'd be really surprised if she doesn't run top three.
Okay, so that is race 5, number 4. Now, you've also got race 6, number 3, Miss Norway, resuming today. And again, certainly in the mix in a small field.
Yeah, I'm confident with Miss Norway. I think she's well up to a race like this. The 1,000 metres will be good. There'll be good speed. And if Michael Poy can steer her in the right direction, I think she'd be awfully hard to beat.
Well, that sounds promising. There,
that's the stuff we're after, John.
This is sort of best bet type of stuff here, John.
Well, I think I go there today with two nice chances, and Miss Norway, I would have her down as clearly my best, and be disappointed if she doesn't run a really good. In fact, I'd be disappointed if she doesn't win.
There we go.
We're betting in the news, John.
Good on you, John. That is fantastic. Good luck to you and the team today at Sandown.
No return comments if it gets
beaten. No, buy beware. We understand that rule, but we are happy to jump on board today. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
John Sadler with two today. Right,
it took, it took a little while, but all of a sudden it was, well, you know what? I'm just going to say.
I love when that happens. We break them eventually. Race 6, number 3, Miss War, Norway is...
$4, Daniel.
John's best.
$4.
$4. And the favourite, Two City, for Brent Stanley, as it lies, number 2. But number 3, Miss Norway, is the one at $4 we're taking. And then Lamborghini is the best for Paddy Payne, the Hall of Famer. But keep an eye out for it next start as well. So a bit of a buy beware action on that one. Race 7, number 1, and race 6, number 3. Our numbers today for the early mail. That is, of course, before we get to... the one, the only, George. Morning, George.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're going very well. How are you?
Well, actually, I was waiting all day for you people to come around my place for a coffee yesterday. Didn't have nobody front up.
Yesterday?
Well, you know, I said to Adam the other day, feel free to come anytime through the week to see the place, check it out, make sure it's suitable.
Oh, anything, it's all suitable, mate. You should see some of the places we've done OBs before. Like, your place will be the heaven.
I had everything lined up, you know, for you people to come down, you know, and nobody showed up.
It's like a leadership from Whitey, what it is.
George, we are coming.
Yeah, you are coming.
We are absolutely
coming Friday, coming. George.
No, because I've already told them that I'm not going to work on that particular morning, you know, so, you know. You've got to do the right thing now.
Now, you know the thing, George, that I had a chat to Dean Lester yesterday. And
yes.
We talked about you.
Yes.
And we are coming to your house on Friday morning.
Bring Dean Lester too, mate. He's my favourite person.
Well,
and I listened to Dean Lester because you know what he said the other day?
What did he say?
He said, I like George when he goes, he picks his cottie with $8 and he tries to get it. I like his the way he works.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, Dean has suggested, George, that on Friday for our Friday Form segment, he wants you to look at, he wants you to be part of the panel.
Well, that'll be done. I don't think I'll be. No. That'll be nice.
Eddie Harper there.
Yeah.
It was a bit of Eddie Harper. Yeah. Now, you'll be part of it, George, and we'll be very, very pleased to be
well,
in the kitchen.
Well, you can ask me a lot of questions, you know, because I've been in Australia for 58 years. So I've seen a lot of things in that time.
I'm keen to get a bit of background, George, there.
Oh, yes, you can ask me a few questions and I'll try and answer it to the best of my ability.
My only concern, George, is one morning we asked you what you had for breakfast and you said toast. What's the fare
but,
for Friday
you people
morning?
Be here and you'll be here for breakfast on Friday, so you won't get toast. You get a bit more than that.
Right, just checking. Just checking, mate. What about Sandown today? We need to pay for that breakfast on Friday.
Yes, you do. You know, and I'm going to stick with what Dean said, you know. I'm going to go for the quaddy.
Love it.
He's giving you some confidence.
It's going to cost you $8 for 100%, and none of these, you know, taking fill to get the quaddy and get nothing.
I'm surprised, George, that an $8 quaddy is costing you $8.
Well, that's what it costs, you know. First leg, we're going to put him in riding, 3 and 6.
3 and 6, righto.
Second leg, 2 only.
2? Oh, straight out the 2.
Race 3, 4 and 5.
4 and 5.
And the lucky last, 6 and 9.
6 and 9. 3 and 6 from 2, from 4 and 5, from 6 and 9. That is the $8 George Quaddy.
That's it.
For Wednesday at
Sandown. Yeah, they're not easy. If I get about 5 of those a year, I'm a happy man.
Right, absolutely. Tell you what, you'll be a happy man Friday morning because Whitey is going to come in with the biggest smile on his face. You're going to get hugged.
Are you coming up here to see the place, Whitey?
Yeah, we are, absolutely. We'll be in touch.
Be in touch, but, you know, make sure that you find me home, you know. Today I've got the senior citizens here, lunch for the year, you know. And I won't be here till about 1 o'clock today.
Right. Well, I might take that, as they say these days, George, offline, that conversation, and I'll let Whitey deal with that after the show. But we're coming Friday morning, George. We're looking forward to seeing you.
All right. I'm looking forward to see all of you.
Go get him, our man George.
Right.
We're going to be in the kitchen on Friday morning for the last show of the year.
It's going to be a terrific morning.
It's going to be fantastic, and we're going to get more than toast for breakfast, Remo, which is good news.